Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Albana's and AK's podcast, Smile with AK and Albana. How are you doing?
I am great, and you?
I'm good. All right, we had some little connection trouble in the start here. Let's hope it works this time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. It's been a while since we had last episode, but you know, the coronavirus has taken all over the world for a long time. So how are you doing, Albana? Are you in quarantine or isolation because of the virus?
Honestly, I'm still working.
You're a nurse, right?
Yeah. I work like a nurse. So yeah, I am out and working and home and yeah.
Okay, so we need to give you an applause for that. Because you are one of the persons in the world who's keeping the wheels going. So thanks to all nurses, all paramedics and all doctors, all the drivers who drive out medicines and groceries and all that. We are proud of you guys.
Thanks.
So, well, we did talk a little bit about Corona the other day and we had a little bit of fun with the illness and stuff, but seriously, the story you told me from when you was younger, why don't you tell it? I think it was funny.
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah, sure. And like I told you before.
Yeah.
That was when I was young.
Yeah.
And I have calling the helpline.
Yeah. To get advice and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, to get advice and stuff where I could get advice from them, from the nurses.
Yeah, all right.
And that was because I had some pain in my throat.
In your throat, all right.
Yeah. And I said when she answered on the phone, hi, my name is Albana, and I gave my date of my birth.
All right.
And and she asked me, I asked her, what should I do because,
because my throat hurts,
and, in that way I have, tell her that was like, I have my throat hurts and that my testicles I have in my throat that hurts really bad.
Oh, your testicle and hurts. Your testicles, Albana. You're a girl. You don't have testicles. Come on. Okay, Albana called the nurse to tell the nurse that her testicle hurts in her throat.
I was young.
Oh jeez, what, okay. Why would you have testicle in your throat when you was young?
I don't know. I did not know how I'm gonna say that in Swedish.
Mm-hmm.
That is like nothing, that is nothing you use every day.
Yeah.
And the only thing which have come up in my mind, that was that the testicles, and I thought that was the right word.
Yeah, that was obviously not. What happened? Tell us, guide us.
And she asked me, told on the line.
All right.
When she come back, the sounds like she have been laughing.
Because I guess she would.
Yeah, because I could. When she said, "Albana, can you just hold on 1 sec?" Just yeah, okay. And I thought that she gonna do something else, and when she come back I could hear like she have been laughing to death. and she says, Albana, that is not your testicles.
It's not your testicles.
Yeah, testicles, and I'm just in that point, I could even speak.
So where were you really hurting in your? Okay, she told me the story in Swedish. She really hurt in her almonds.
Almonds, yeah, but I said my
Yeah.
testicles.
So as everyone
Oh my
now everyone know that Albana, she got testicle in her throat. So she's quite
God.
unique. And I find that very funny. Albana, please don't die on me, because it will be too much paperwork if you die on me right now. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. So, what? I really got a question. What are you gonna do about those testicles? Are you gonna have surgery to get them out, or because that's
No, that was just some infection.
yeah, in the
That
almonds or in the
was
testicles?
no. Okay, that is not my testicles. Now I know it, but in that point I thought that was my testicles.
So he was quite young. So you're not gonna have
Yeah.
surgery to remove your testicles. Because if you had
No.
testicles in your throat, I would certainly ask you to remove them because that's not normal. That's true, right?
Yeah, that is true. And thank God that I don't get the testicle in my
Yeah.
throat. I am so glad.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm glad too, because that would not be normal, you know.
Yeah, but in the point when you are young and special, when I did not know the name.
Yeah.
The only thing which have come in my brain was the
Yeah.
testicles, and I thought that yeah, that is the right word. So, but I can say that in this
Yeah.
way, the nurse which I have been talking with, she gonna remember me the whole life.
Yeah, of course you will. Of course you will. She will never forget that conversation where the girl had testicles in her throat.
Yeah, and the funny thing, because if she listen to this, I probably think that she gonna laugh.
Yeah, I think so too. I think she will re be reminded of the good laugh she had.
Yeah. But that is something good. I make her laugh.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. So.
All right. So, what would you say today if you had to call with the same problem?
Oh, I can promise you I'm gonna not say
All right.
testicles.
I'm good. I'm glad. So, okay, that was Albana's young experience with the healthcare system. But we,
Yeah.
we are in a period with a lot of people are a lot in isolation and quarantine. Countries are on lockdown and stuff like that. How is Sweden? Is Sweden in lockdown or?
Not yet in that is not so bad here. Like people work like always, the school are still
All
open.
right.
Yeah, so
What is the worst? What is the worst thing about Corona, you think now? Like, is there anything supplements, supplies you're missing? You have all the foods in the stores, or do you have toilet? Do you still have toilet paper in Sweden?
no, everything is gone.
Everything is gone. Oh my God, how can you handle it?
How?
How?
Thank God. I hope that, thank God, the water as long as I have the water, I'm gonna survive.
So what will you do then? You will take water on your hand and wipe your eyes?
Oh gosh. Not like that. No.
Have you heard of napkins?
Yeah.
You can use them, you know.
No.
Why not?
Why should I use that?
Because that's also paper.
No.
All right. I got a story from when I was younger about, and this is about toilet paper actually. I am very afraid of going out of toilet paper. So often they have a sale here on top, and a big box with toilet papers, and I always buy three of them big boxes. So when this toilet paper crisis came up, then I know I had toilet paper for like 3 months. Because when I was young, I didn't think if it was toilet paper when I went into the bathroom. I just knew I had to go, you know.
Yeah.
And I went into the toilet and did what I had to do. And there was no toilet rolls. There was no toilet paper. And I started screaming, "Mommy! Mommy!" And she's like, "Yeah, what?" "Mommy, we're out of toilet paper!" And she's like, "All right, I'll be right there." And could you ever guess what she brought me to wipe my ass with?
What?
She brought the newspaper. That freaking newspaper! I was so traumatized. I was so traumatized of that. Oh, and that was not only once. It happens a lot when I grew up. "Mommy, we're out of toilet paper." "All right, I'll get the newspaper. I'll be right there. Just let me finish reading, all right?" That was just mental. And that hurts, I promise you. Because she said, "For you to be able to flush it down, you need to curl it. So you take, rip out one side, you put it in your head, and you squish it. So it get curly, and then you can wipe your ass." And I did, and it hurts. I will never run out of toilet paper again whatsoever. Never. Never, never, never. I guess I still got some newsprints on my in my butt. In my app, you know, I still got some prints there. I'm sure of it. Oh my goodness, that was the worst. Abana, you shouldn't laugh. This is pretty serious. Oh, we're just okay, Abana. Let's go through this. How to stop laughing? You take your flat hand in front of your face. Come on, do it. You look at the hand and you go in a circle and you go straight down.
No.
It works every time.
No, don't make. No, that work. They're gonna never work. So don't do that.
I do it all the time.
They're gonna just make me laugh. Worse.
All right. But seriously, I watched a video the other day with Lad Babies. They are pretty good. They're a family who have very funny videos online. And he had a lot of advices for them who ask crisis who are not getting toilet paper.
Yeah.
One of the suggestions he said was actually the newspaper, and I almost started to cry because I know that hurt for them. And he got with napkins. And he also went out to get this... in this hobby store, this I don't know what it's called in English, silk. I'll Google it in English. I'll be right there. That is tissue paper, you know.
Yeah.
And he said baby wipes and stuff, but that's all out. And he said, we also have natural products. And he went into a park and he went up to a tree with big leaves on it. And he said, this is perfect. Because I know you cannot flush it down, but you could just go outside and put it in the yard.
What?
Yes. I found that was a little bit. But, you know, if you should choose, Albana, you were out of toilet paper, what would you use? You get two choices. You get the leaves from a tree, or you get the newspaper. What would you choose?
I think I take the newspaper.
Okay. I'm looking forward to hear when you have tried that, because that hurts. I promise you, that hurts.
Yeah, but I don't know how that fits with the newspapers or the tree. Like
the leaves.
I don't know. So the leaves. Yeah. So I'm gonna just take newspaper.
Okay. She would go for newspaper. I would rather go with shit in my ass for a week than use newspaper. I think.
I don't know. Gosh, what is this for a question?
Yeah. All right. So yeah. Oh. But seriously, I found a good song the other day, and it's in Albana's most favorite melodies, right?
Yeah.
It's a Baby Shark song, but it's about washing your hand.
Oh my god!
Okay, I'm not gonna play the whole song because. But I find it very funny because some years back we thought that in year 2020 we would have flying cars. But Albana, what did we do in 2020?
Did you say fly cars?
Yeah, when we were young, at least where I grew up, we said in year 2020 we would have cars who's flying. Flying cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that we're gonna have that
in 2020. Oh, no, of course not. We're still learning people to how to wash their hands.
Exactly, how to use the toilet paper and all that. Yeah, exactly. How can you can never get the car to fly.
All right.
Not now.
And seriously, we've been through what people are. Running out and emptying the stores of, but we also got a friend from Scotland. She told me when I spoke to her that her friend called, and she said, "AK, my friend called, and she said, what am I gonna do? They are fighting over a box of bananas.
Oh my god!
Bananas, people! They fight over bananas." And I'm like, yeah. How does that package? How is that box? Is it a little box like with one class of bananas? And she's like, no, it's like 20 big peels of it. I'm like, what will one person do with 20 peels of bananas? Because in 2 days they will be rotten. I don't get it. I seriously don't get it. What would people do with so many bananas?
Oh my god.
Do you have any idea? Yeah. Do you have any suggestions?
No.
No. Strange.
That is a very good question.
Yeah. If anyone know what people need to do with all these bananas on all this toilet paper, please send us an email on ak.albana.podcast@gmail.com. And if you also have a funny story, please send it to us.
Yeah.
We would love to share it. Unless it's a corona story or if it's another story, funny story. I guess people are getting a little bit, in Norway, people are getting tired of this corona talk.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Well, I think it's time to have some fun about it. Even though we need to take it seriously, but yeah.
Yeah.
So I think. Yeah, I think we need to be serious about it, but we also need to be able to joke about it.
Yeah, of course. But you cannot cry over that.
Seriously,
So
I seriously cannot get over what would people do with so many bananas and a lot of toilet paper. Look at them together. I don't want to know what they're going to use the bananas for, seriously.
I have no clue.
Maybe it was
a woman. I just can say that.
Woman in yeah. Afraid to be isolated from her husband.
I have no clue.
You didn't get that, did you?
No.
If a woman
Oh my god.
All right, yeah.
Oh, she stop. Got it. Oh, stop. Oh, god. With all the bananas? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it.
And what okay, I want to know when it comes to the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Is there something with the woman too, or
I don't know. But I saw another video. I see a lot of funny videos on my Facebook. There was a guy, he and his mother, they have this video podcast thing they share. And he made his mom a mummy. He made his mother like a mummy with all that toilet paper.
Oh my god.
And she went walking like, "Hey Chris, it hurts. Hey Chris, this ain't funny anymore." And he like, "We're going to McDonald's and you're gonna order something." And she's like, "No, please don't." And he put her in the car god. And she had to order on McDonald's.
No.
Oh, that was funny. That was so funny. But yeah. But along with the coronavirus, we also have some issues with other things. How is it going on the love front?
Oh. that is a good question.
She's embarrassed now, guys. I can see her face even though I don't see her. Have you talked with the guy in the grocery store? Yeah.
No, not yet. No.
Okay. Albana asked me the other day for some advice how to connect with this guy. He's very handsome, she says. He's in the cashier in the local grocery store. And she asked me, "I've been in a relationship for 13 years. I have no clue. Seriously." And I said, "Let's ask the expert." And I asked my husband, and he said, "What? How should I know?" "Well, start by saying hello." And then we had a friend in the same room, chatting room. And she came up with an advice we're not going to give out here.
Yeah.
But she was about I can tell the story. But I will change what she actually said with cat. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's a different word for cat, or you can mix those words. All right. She went into a bar. She was younger. She was 23 years old. Went to a bar and she went up to this guy, random guy, and she said, "Hey, would you like to see my cat?" Mm. And he said, "Yes." And she showed him at the bar. And the reason I'm saying cat is because this is supposed to be a little family friendly. That was nuts. So I said to Albana, "Please don't take her advice. Let's use the podcast. Come on, guys. We need some very good advice. How is an Albana gonna connect with that guy in the cashier register without going and saying, because she didn't want to do that.
Do you want to see my cat?"
and don't ask him if you want to see his cat. If you got any, if you got any advice for that, send it to us on the email, because that would be amazing.
Yeah, I would love it.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Help me.
Yeah, Albana's asking for your help, guys. She needs advice how to connect and know if this guy maybe can be interested in her, because she's definitely interested in him.
Yeah.
All right.
I need to find it.
Yeah.
If he's Yeah.
You need to find out. I suggested exactly. She could put on one of her groceries a post-it note with just saying, hi, you're doing an amazing job, or have a nice day or something. But she thought that would be awkward. So that's what she said. All right, I'm AK. I've been one of your hosts today. I hope you had a good time. What are you doing later, Albana?
I'm going to go and work night shift.
You're going to work night shift as a nurse. Yeah. As a nurse. Good job.
As a nurse. Yeah.
So to all the nurses, all the paramedics, all the doctors, all the one who's keeping the wheel of the world going around, good job. We hope we gave you a smile. I'm AK. With me, I got Albana.
Albana.
Thank you for listening. And we hope that it won't be that long till next time. All right?
Yeah. I hope that too.
Okay. For now, bye-bye. And smile, guys. Smile.
Bye. Smile big. Bye.